Beginnen wir gerade mit Sechtes Jume, darf ein Test, wir beginnen mit Beis, wir beginnen mit Tesen Asta, wir beginnen mit der Gemara, Leib nicht Halacha gehen, wo Chulis, Amakur ist erst Halacha, etc. Which Tesen points out that these words, ein Zeb Mishnah, it's not really in the Mishnah over there. Ela Gemara, Poruch Halachas, and Berg Yashin, rather the Gemara over there, as in Sogin the Bravo, my Beis, on this Halacha, that, the Mechleiv, and the Gemara says, Mishan Halacha, the Gemara answers that, no, it's not the Halacha, they just want to be Machmer themselves. Oh, Hilke, therefore, Mais Lahacha, when it brings it over here, it brings it by Lishon, and this word in Kilush on the Kimus and Zivus taught in the Mishnah, but really it's not actually the words of the Mishnah itself. Tinnik says, not to begin with the Gemara, Hakabeya by Yisukka, but it sounds like that if it was the size of an egg, that it would require the Sukkah, only because it was Perchas Mekabeya. Now, Pekka Yashin, Parach Mina, and the Gemara is Sukkah, but the Chavazayim Manav, the Gemara asked him this, that it sounds like a Kabeya requires a Sukkah, the Gemara asked it of Yusuf Abaya. They say, you're allowed to eat a temporary type of eating a snack out of the sukkah. Mefarsh, the Gemara explains to Yosef, he says, it's the size of 2-3 eggs. The Bai Mefarsh, he explains, it's like how much a yeshiva student eats, and he goes to the shir. And that's considered achilasar and exempt from the sukkah. Now, that's difficult both Abaya and Rav Yosef agree. It sounds like that even the size of a kebeya already is mechayev in the sukkah. Shad, the Gemara answers, no. You're right, this dig of kebeya is not going on this shir of achila sukkah. Kabeya is for the other two halachas. Kabeya by in the tilas daim a bracha that requires to wash your hands and a bracha achreina, and that is the chiddush of the blemish tar b'mappa that it wouldn't be permitted just with a cloth where he was maker like this. The chashin and the menachim then were concerned that maybe he's going to touch and it's going to be time of the meichel kedam per kalabasa gimaras and chulnav kabzayin mabes. But then it's a wonder. Reb Tzadik kain, Reb Tzadik was a kain. Reb Tzadik was a kain. Reb Tzadik was a kain. This, they permit a cloth for those who eat truma, and only the hetir mapalech l'taras. They only didn't permit a cloth for those who eat taras. But he's a kain, so he's eating truma, so therefore a cloth should be permitted. And that's the tell you something you can say is lahetir mapalech l'truma b'shas achilas truma. This, they permitted for achilas truma is only during the time of eating truma. This here betrayk is then more careful. Lahetir lech l'taras. I feel like kahanim oichel mataras. Truma, but they did not permit for those who eat taharas, even kahanim, meaning when they eat in the chulin, even those who eat truma, because of hachal of truma, but here wasn't truma and it was only chulin, and even though it was a kain, then he has that stringency of not being able to eat with him apa. You know, it says, Mata begins with the Gemara mini targima. Now, Perka Yashin, the Gemara Sukkot of Chazayin Medav, Gabayim Hishlam Yudal Tzudis, regarding if he's going to complete the 14 meals, Shchayvot Melechah B'Sukkah B'Min HaTargimah, that person has to eat in Sukkah, he could do it with different types of Targimah, Yotze, filled obligation, Pesach Rashi explains. Kogan Peretz V'Kisanen, talking about, like, for example, fruits and different types of baked goods, V'Kafleitz M'Bashalen, and cooked leek. Now, V'Halchem Ashma, but here it sounds like the Min HaTargimah love Peretz Nen, it doesn't sound like Rashi, it sounds like the Min HaTargimah that you can fill is not types of fruit, which our Gemara coming explicitly to say that. So there, it doesn't sound like Rashi. Now, more of it says, don't learn from here, she'ilu min tagima, that it would help different types of tagima, of these different types of snacks. Lahashim shal shudah shal Shabbos, that you could be mashlim, the obligation of shal shudah shal Shabbos, medam mahacha, from the fact that it's over here, mishlim min tagima, if you do the 14 meals with different types of tagima, even without bread, you have to fill the obligation. No, because Rashani Hasan, there it's different. By the Shalash Shudas, the Afin Lahum and the Chasav, because we learned that out from Tlas Zimn Hayim, it says three times a day today, by the day, Gabi Man by the Man, Shubamakam Pas, which that took the place of bread. So, therefore, that teaches us that the three Sudas have to be that of bread. Now, Bafili Avaminan, and even if you would say, did nothing begin with Sudas, Min Targimin, that you could fulfill Shalash Shudas with different types of snacks, Kamakabasuka, like we have found by Sukkah, Mikamakam and Pay like nothing, but for sure would pay this woman not full obligation, because Lamahani, not Besukkah, because even by Sukkah it's not effective, as we say in our Sugya, as we just pointed out in Alek Rashi. And therefore, for sure, they would not be effective for that of the Shalash Shudas. The next test must begin with the Gemara Lemelcha to tell you, Shiru Shalzeh, like Shiru Shalzeh. To tell you that, the measurements of each one, that's what it says in the Torah, both regarding Sa'ar and regarding Chametz, of Ba'yir Abayim Matzah, to tell us that, obviously, that they're not the same Shir, and that of Chametz has to be more than the Kazayis, which is that of Sa'ar. But says to you, it's a wonder. Even if you can say that the shirim have to be bigger of chametz than sa'ar, the name is sa'ar b'gezayis. Okay, say that leavening is b'gezayis, but chametz k'gregris, and the chametz is the size of a dried fig, which is the nefesh, which is more than k'zayis. Can mashma rishpekam say like something more Shabbos up saliyam fanav k'bizar k'zayis truma l'bayis tumah? When if you're throwing k'zayis of truma into a tummy house, the baruch the gemara asks, wait a second, for what are you saying it's significant? Ilin Shabbos k'gregris being, we know for itzah it has to be a shirim k'gregris of a dried fig, and that is what it means be'inan b'leis sagi b'gezayis, not sufficient for the k'zayis. So you see that's more than Kezayis. Now, but Kesevis Stamo, who Kebeya, I'm at Pachas Mekebeya, in the contrast, Kesevis, the fig, the dry date, is generally the size of an egg, or a little bit less than the egg, because the Mashmash is right, like it sounds like you're from Arasugya in that Machlegis, but everyone agrees it's around an egg. Have a of but a dried fig is much less than a gebeah. Can match from Erevin like something more than Erevin on the base. Can match from Arasugya, like I'm going to shortly explain. So if you're saying that it just has to be more than the gezayis, why would you go all the way to kegzevis? Why wouldn't you say that of a kugregus? Unless it says v'shem mishlem, remember what you could say is like this: even that figs and gezayis, once you're saying that, yeah, it can't be because it's got to be bigger, because that's what Torah is mentioning separately. Or kumina shir de mikipurim, so we talk about another type of shir of eating that of mikipurim, which is that of a kesavis, and therefore that's what we're going to say that is the shir of that of chametz, which is also somewhat relating to eating of chametz. That's also going to be shir of kesavis. Now, but then it says mekan kosher. From here, it's difficult because we come to something. The Gemara tells us shortly the chametz kesavis that when we say the shir of chametz of that of the date. That's not the same as the large date of Yom Kippur. And the fillah, I mean, because there it's regular, and there, and by Yom Kippur, it's a large one. The fillah, and still the Gemara was in doubt, if the chametz of the size of a date is this shear of an egg or not, says, what's the doubt? Obviously, it's the shear of a kebeah, because a kebeah is the shear regarding eating. And if it's not like the kesevis Yom Kippur, then for sure it's a shiva kebeya, which is also another shiva chila. So obviously, that no, you don't say such a svara, that because it's like another shiva chila. Oh, so then if that's the case, so we're back to the question. The mechti, let's see. Bisham Yashiru did not fish mekizai's mahadri. Bisham was just trying to find a measurement that's bigger than the kizai's. So Nikmaka Gregor's then say it's a Gregor's, which is bigger than the kizai's and it's less than the kizai's. Why would you go a next stage further up to kizai's? Where you see that the Gemara was in doubt if it's going to be like a Gebeah or not, so it doesn't have to be another Shir of Achila. Unless it says, if something you can say, it's like this. No, it's not logical to say, as we're asking, that it should be like the Shir of a Gregoris, of a dried fig. And the reason is, because they held up the Drush of Reb Chanan, where it says in the Pasuk, we're talking about Shiva Samin Erzchit, where he says, this whole Pasuk was said regarding different measurements. Each one of Shiva's Minim is referring to a measurement halacha. But the Arish Tain the Kra, Leitzar Shabbos, and expounds when it says in the Pasuk, Te'ena, that of a fig, that's regarding the laws of carrying and Shabbos. Now, like Linda Mishnah, Gregorius, Leitzar Shabbos, the halacha of Shir of carrying out things, of food items, is the Shir of Gregorius. Now, and it wasn't logical for them to explain when it says in the pasuk te'ena loitzo lachila regarding caring and regarding eating. It's all for one topic of halacha of caring, and the reason is because caring and eating is not the same idea. Therefore, they say that the shir v'chil yom kippur, it's like the shir v'chil yom kippurim, which that was b'kesavis, that was the shir, that's what's saying for chametz, the shir of a kesavis. Why the nafkalu medvash? Because we didn't know the halacha of kesavis is from when it says nishavas aminim, it says devash, which the hukra of that pasyan vash tamarim, which that's the honey of dates, which is because kesavis hagasa, which is the large jb yamikipurim. The hainim midachil is a type of eating food. Oh, no, I'm giving chametz, and then we also learn chametz, which the reason of chametz, even though by your rabbi matz, is also because you might come to eat it. Therefore, the measurement is because kesavis is that of a date. Now, according to the one that wants to say that the shev chametz of a date is not a large date. But still, you can learn both halachas because this was only given over to the sages to qualify. They evaluate by a large date. Because as I said, that's what calms a person down. But by chametz, because there is pain, this is by a medium sized date, not by a large one. And the reason is so that it shouldn't be that much larger than that of Sar, which is that of Gezias. Now, Bavagav the Park and although the Gemara asks and says, oh, wait a second, that we should go ahead and make it the share of a kebeya. Bavagav the Lakazabukra, although that's not written there in that pasuk of Ereshchit Vasaira, the share of a kebeya. So I thought Bisham Hosak Rebchanan that should be based on the pasuk. And that says, no, but Zayn Lachish, that you don't have to be concerned for because you do find halacha. It's not based on that what's written in the pasuk. The Habika Adosha, not Lakazabukra. Because by Adosha, which we know it's a tumma of a bone, is that of a lentil, that's not written there in the pasuk. So it doesn't have to be everything based on the pasuk. Abaka Gregor's le mekmina, but we weren't going to say that it's going to be the shiva Gregor's. And the reason is the le mekmina tain of the crow, because we're not going to explain at least the tain of the pasuk. But achila v'tzakit b'shem, I'm not going to say it's both talking about eating and caring. And since we're going to use it for caring, we're not going to use it for eating, and therefore that's what he says is that of a kesavis. Vayit Morba says there's another reason that why it would be more logical to say that it's going to be maybe that of a kebeah, not that of a Gregor's. That big a bay, yeah, it makes sense to say it's a shear of an egg. Kiven dahainu shir oichel hanecha bevasachas. That's the shir of food item that can be eaten in one shot, which the Gemara tells that's what fits in the throat at one time. And therefore, we're talking about a food shir. We're going to say that of a kebeah. But regarding the size of a dried fig, like a time of kuli, there's no real reason to say that would be the shear because that has nothing to do with the amount of eating. Because a kesevis is much bigger than what a person could eat at one time, and the gregris has nothing to do with that. So this is what Tais explained that Beshame, since they were learning out the shirim from this pasuk of Eretz Chitas, therefore they learned the chametz and pesach as a shear of a kesevis, because from that word we expound of dvash regarding the halachas of achil. Natsais explains that a different question. Table, it's a wonder to me, which would avoid the questions anyway. Why didn't the Gemara say the Balachal Mesh Mesinai plague that Machalik is regarding Halachal Mesh Mesinai? Because, anyways, the Kamelon, the Gemara tells later on, Shirin Halachal Mesh Mesinai, measurements are Halachal Mesh Mesinai. So I'll say, Masav Halachal Gemiri, this town holds that this is the Halachal Mesh Mesinai, that's Serbic Zayas, Machamas, Bekak Zebes. Masav Halachal Gemiri, another opinion says, no, that the Halachal Mesh Mesinai is Zebes, Bekak Zayas, each one is Zayas. Vashlai Tikshlai, listen to Kabeya. Now we won't have the question anymore. Oh, it should say that it could be, because, no, it's Halachal Mesh Mesinai. We're not saying what would make sense. That's a tip. But what you can say is number perikam in the bay, because in the first perikam bay davzayim and bay muchid the bekrab pliki. It's obvious that no, it's not. It's the machlekes is based on how you interpret the pesukim. The time of the beshamim lamekrei chelchas. So the reason beshamim is not based on lachem shemesenai, because the ma'aseh awesome brayse the tanya, because the gemara brings with their brayse to learn that v'lo yirolach chametz. It says you shouldn't see chametz. V'lo yirolach chametz, you shouldn't see sar. It says the brayse zeu chilik shemim beshamim sel dizdim zim beshamim besila. Shemeshamim they say so because eyes v'chulu. Says Taisim, the Maisa Krah, from the fact that it brings a Pasik, Shmami, no, obviously the Mekayach Krah Kadashi, that it's based on Psukim that they're expounding. Which, like as we said, Lech Tabach Mana Sa'ar V'Lebeh Chometz, it should say Sa'ar and not require Chometz. In fact, it said also Chometz, it sounds like it's coming to tell you a greater Shir, but again, that's being learned from the Psukim and not Halocha, L'Mesh Mesina, as we were asking. So Taisim concludes, the reason why Bishamah does not say the Shir of getting rid of Chometz, that of a Gregoris, is because that's not to do with Achila, rather regarding her Tzah. And the reason why we don't say it's totally in Halacha Mesh Mesina is because obviously from the Brayse over there, that's totally in the Pasuk that they're expounding and not Halacha Mesh Mesina.